This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 112 of Within the Trenches. So I'm jumping in here really quick, just brief, to let you guys in on a little bit of stuff that's been going on just before this episode starts. So first off, this episode is going to be kind of a look behind the scenes to some voiceover work for the introduction of this podcast. Jordan, who's a dispatcher out of Colorado, has been helping me with the voiceover stuff, and I wanted to try something different for the intro. I'm still going to have Spider Harrison on there, who did the original intro, which I thank you very much, as well as to Mark Fletcher, who hooked me up with Spider in the beginning when I first started doing this. I just wanted to try something a little different, and I think it turned out good. But I have this as part of the episode because it was very funny to record. It was a lot of, it was a good time. And so to Jordan, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being awesome and for helping me out. Like I said, it was a lot of fun. It is always fun when we record. This was recorded during the National NINA Conference. This episode is going to be sponsored by NINA and In Digital, a leader in next-gen core services. So I just want to go through really quick and recap on the conference. The conference was amazing. It was excellent. It was a really good time. The people with NINA and their coordinator, everybody who helped out, thank you very much for putting on such an excellent show. People couldn't stop talking about it. And to start it off, it was the kickoff reception. It was actually something that my company In Digital sponsored, and it turned out great. They had, I think it was about 9 food trucks there, and they had a van that was just beer, and it was free. It was all free. And they also had a band, which was Wally and the Beeves, and they were amazing. They did an excellent job. I got to get up on stage along with the executive director of the Indiana statewide 911 board, Barry Ritter. We got up there, said a few words, kicked off the reception, and it was awesome. I mean, people stayed until the very end. It's probably one of the best receptions I've been to. But it was good. I also got to get up there at the very end, give some closing remarks on behalf of the entire Digital family and everybody else who had helped out. You know, we were thankful and happy that they were there to celebrate with us, as well as Brian Fonts, who's the CEO of National NINA, of NINA in general. And he got up there and said a few words and thanked myself as well as the company for our contribution. And it was just an all around good night, and it was good stuff. Going out from there for the expo hall, if you guys were there and you went to the show, you got to see, you know, the best new stuff that's coming out from all of these different companies. For myself, for In Digital, we had a 20x20 space. It was the biggest one that we've ever had, and it was excellent. We were showing off our Text for 911 platform, Texty. And we were showing demos on how you can transfer in conference, and it was excellent. I mean, they built it great. The booth was built great. Everything was just, I can't say enough about it. It was really good. It went very well. We also had this vintage, like 1995, I believe, Indy 500 race car game. It was a dual seater, and instead of giving away a prize, we had people compete for it, and it was a lot of fun. People were coming up. It was nonstop in our booth for people coming up to race, and they wanted to beat that time. And there was a gentleman that was there who was playing and playing and playing, and he kept missing it by like a second, and it was crazy. But he ended up finally just saying, well, you know, forget it, and walked off. But It ended up being a good time. Also, during the conference, I had some podcast episodes that I recorded, which was a lot of fun. The first one was with Maverick and Phoenix. Those were their, that was their code names. And if you didn't listen to it, make sure you to check it out. It was a lot of fun. It was very funny. And they kept messing up. Their first names actually came out, and I asked them if I could keep it in there because it was just that funny that they kept messing that up. They kept forgetting about it, and they were cool with it, so I left their first names in there. But that's episode 110, so make sure to check that one out. Also, episode 111 is with Leslie Hennessy. She is the first recipient of the Within the Trenches Continuing Education Scholarship. And what this was is it helped her go to this conference for the week. It was a complimentary registration, which was all week, as well as a pre-conference course and a $500 travel stipend and an official Within the Trenches t-shirt. So she ended up getting that. She had an excellent essay. And I also made sure to call her out when I was up on stage during the kickoff reception. So that was a lot of fun as well. I was going to tell her right off the bat that I was going to do it. And then I thought, nah, I'm just going to let it be a surprise. And it definitely was. So thank you, Leslie, for your essay. It was great. I see big things coming your way. And, you know, for those out there, if you want to learn more about her story, as well as the scholarship, I'm going to be doing the scholarship again. It went so well this first time. I definitely want to do it again, but make sure to check out episode 111 with Leslie. She's on there. She's got an amazing story. Great, great person. And yeah, just thank you all around. Couldn't have picked a better person to receive that scholarship. Now, during that time, I also had some merchandise there. However, because of my time in the booth, I didn't get a chance to be out in the podcast zone to put out my shirts as much as I wanted to and the decals. So a lot of that stock that came back, I've now put them online, and I've got the official Within the Trenches t-shirt, as well as Dispatch Love, Sons and Daughters of Dispatch 901 original t-shirts and decals. And those vinyl decals are the Dispatch Love and Sons and Daughters of Dispatch. So I'll make sure to post up the links on the blog once I post this episode, and you'll have access to that. So since that time, since the show, a lot of stuff has happened. I've talked to a lot of people that want to be on the show. Just to name a few, Adam of the Healthy Dispatcher, he's a very cool person, very smart, and I want him on the show because he's got some very... he's doing a lot of good things and a lot of good things for dispatch. And I just want to get him out there, help promote what he's doing. Also, Ryan, who's with Operation 10-8 and the 911 Wellness Foundation, doing excellent things. Want to get him on the show finally. He and I have been actually talking for a while now. And we were going to meet up at Nationals, but something came up and he wasn't able to. However, I'm going to get him on the show and we're going to talk some stuff. And it's going to be a good time. Also, Smart 911, DSS Corps. I mean, the list goes on. There's so many that are going to be coming on the show, and also more dispatchers coming on, telling their stories, how they got started, things that's been going on in their throughout their career. You know, stuff that can help you. You know, if you're out there and you're listening to these stories, and you know it helps you. That's what this is all about. You know, learning from others. And or even to reach out to whoever it is that I'm interviewing for either help or to help them. I mean, that's what we're doing here. It's all about knowledge, education, and learning from each other. And finally, another thing that happened just a few days after the show, fourth child, my second daughter is what I was going to say, Olivia was born. And it couldn't have happened any easier. It was, I say it was easy. I'm a dude, of course. Yes. So I know how easy it was. No, I don't know. But if you talk to my wife, she'll tell you that it was pretty smooth. I mean, we arrived and just 25 minutes after we arrived, my wife gave birth to our daughter. Our beautiful daughter, Olivia, and about 4.5 or so hours later, we were already gone. We were already on our way back home and relaxing. She's an amazing woman. She did great. And things have been going excellent since then. I mean, I haven't had much sleep, but it's worth it. It's been really good. So love you, baby girl. It's been really good. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and start this episode again. Like I said, it was recorded the week of the national conference, and Jordan and I start out recording the voiceover, and then we segue into some dispatch stuff, which I'm going to make sure to do a follow-up episode with her because we didn't have a lot of time after the voiceover stuff because she was going to go to a class that was starting, and then I was going to be leaving a little bit earlier, like a day or so after. And then also on the other side, a day before, I was normally going to stay because, of course, there was that chance that my wife was going to give birth and I was going to be in Indianapolis, and I couldn't let that happen. So I was lucky that she let me go to begin with because I almost had to stay. But it all turned out great, and I love her for it, and that she was cool with me going. But so the follow-up that I'm going to end up doing with her is because of the fact that I completely forgot that, okay, so she dispatches out of Colorado. Well, what happened 2 years ago in Colorado on January 1st? And if you don't know, which you probably should, they legalized recreational use of marijuana in Colorado. So we were talking and stuff, and then she starts talking a little bit about, you know, Colorado and stuff. And I can't say any more about it because you got to just listen to it. But I'm going to make sure to get a hold of her so that we can do a follow-up on that because it was pretty interesting, the dynamic of the recreational use there and how that's working with 911. So without further ado, this is episode 112. Why? What were you doing?
I gave blood. Now it hurts. My guy didn't seem to know what he was doing. There was a woman that was helping him. I was like, it's really poking me. And she's like, oh, do this, do that. And it kept poking me. It hurts.
Nice. So are you one of those type of people that have an issue with certain words?
No.
Okay, because I had two dispatchers here yesterday. Yes! Moist!
Everybody hates that word. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Moist, and when I said boof, that was another one. Boof. All right.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Go. This is Jordan.
Wait, no, what am I supposed to say? You have to tell me what I have to say.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Wait, why are we recording it again? Don't we already have that one?
This is 2016.
Man. Oh, do I have to say 2016?
No.
No.
This is just this version.
This is just this version. You're just like, we just want to do this again because it's fun. Okay. Jordan, Code 7 Podcast Network.
This is Jordan. You're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
I can handle that, right?
Yeah.
I want a monkey.
She's going to make a monkey's motorboat.
I want a monkey.
Like a fuzzy one?
No,
a like fuzzy, a, colorful one?
Like maybe a pink one.
Oh.
Yeah, pink monkey. I had a niece.
You had a niece?
Well, yeah, my sister had my niece last week.
Oh,
so
congrats.
So I could bring her a monkey. The monkey's like three times her size. But
you just got to sit through a demo.
I know, and that's the problem is I don't want to do it.
Well, you can sit there and then just
pass out. I could doze off for a couple minutes. It's a good nap.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You're right. Okay, this is Jordan. You're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
I'm just trying to get the words right.
Yeah, you got it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, gosh. You know how this goes, because I'm going to giggle for like half of it. Okay.
Don't be embarrassed. It's okay.
Do I look like I'm normally embarrassed?
No, but the guy walked up, and you went to do it, and then you stopped.
Well, I thought he might talk, and then it would ruin it. It would
Word. Be... Well done.
Yeah,
well
I
done.
I know. I'm pretty smart. Don't laugh at that. Why did you laugh about that?
No, I was just chuckling in general.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah. Tee-hee. It was just in general laughing.
All right.
Man, how dare you? Okay. Seriously. Go ahead.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Nope.
Nope. Lower.
Hold on. Hold on a minute.
You're not even recording it.
I am recording it.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Listen to the way you say Jordan on this.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
This is Jordan.
Jordan.
This is Jordan. Because you say, this is Jordan.
And you want it low.
That's Jordan. Right.
Jordan. Jordan. Okay. Okay.
Or you can say something else. Welcome to Within the Trenches, or...
What do you want? What do you want to record?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
I recently found that I say my name too fast, and everybody thinks that I'm saying John, and I don't know how it works. Like, people can be like, oh, hi, John.
Jordan.
I'm like,
Jordan.
I'm very John. Obviously John. A woman, and you're calling me John.
Right?
I mean, I understand that's what you heard, but you probably should have questioned it.
I don't even... Okay, say your name fast.
Jordan.
That doesn't sound like John at all.
I mean, I guess they're Jordan. Busy. Some people think I say Joan. Jordan. I don't know.
Jordan.
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 That's Jordan.
Don't tease my speech impediment.
Fight for show. Oh, girl, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Lots of these people tease me because my mom was from Missouri and she always said Warsh. And so I grew up just hearing Warsh instead of Wash. Right. And I have a hard time. Like, if I'm not paying attention, I'm like, I need to go wash my clothes. I just say it. It just comes out. Warsh.
Warsh it. Huh.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. It's like pillow, but some I've heard pillow.
Pillow?
Yeah, or milk instead of milk.
Milk. Milk.
Milk.
Milk. Milk. I think my family says milk. I'm sitting here going, why don't say milk?
Milk.
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 Milk. I don't know, man.
Warsh.
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 You know what? I'm going to end up saying that sometime.
Yes.
I'm going to be
do it. At
Warsh.
Warsh. You're welcome.
I need to wash my short. My short?
Short.
Okay, that didn't even work
just,
either.
Just the one.
Yeah.
One part of the short.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I saying? This is Jordan. You're listening to Code 7 Podcatness.
Podcatness?
Podcatness.
Oh, I don't know. This is Jordan listening to the pod. The
Catness.
Yeah, what?
Wow, wow.
You can say it in Spanish.
I could if you told me what I was saying. I'm learning Spanish. Do you know the app Duolingo? It teaches you languages. It says I am 3% proficient in Spanish.
No shit.
Which is like nothing.
I was
going to
say, tell me something. Tell me something. I want to see what you know.
I've learned that L can mean he and thee. And it's very confusing.
Yes.
I'm like, no, that's not fair because you said it was he and now you're saying it's thee. And I think I'm just
and
mad
it rhymes.
Because in yeah, I know.
It's like Dr. Seuss shit.
In English, it's like, of course, there's every word means multiple things. But like, because I'm learning Spanish, I'm like, no, you're not allowed to do that. Just give them all a different word so that I don't get confused.
Well, how do you say warsh?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
When I know, I'll tell you.
Well, teach me too, because I can't think of what it is, at least not right off the bat.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Warsh?
Warsh.
I would figure you would have known that.
No, because the word that I'm thinking means to bathe, I think.
Well,
but I think it
kind
of means the same thing. Huh?
How do you say wash your clothes?
Limpiad.
You don't even know
mis-trapos.
How to wash. Limpiad mis tratos?
Trapos.
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 Yeah. But it means washing and cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Wash.
Wash. One and the same.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's all there. I've been recording this whole time, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, gosh. You always do that, don't you?
I know.
Just in case I pull something good out.
Yes, because this okay. might be an episode by itself.
No.
It won't even have to be
no.
Within the Trenches. It'll just be an episode.
We're just going to talk about washing. And
yep. In this episode, we are talking about wash. How to wash your clothes.
Oh, please, no. People will be like, this is not entertaining. What are we doing?
I'm trying to think of what the actual intro is to the podcast right now. I think it's like, welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
I think that's right. You want me to say that?
Yeah. Let's try that.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories.
Stop.
No.
Again.
No.
Do it again. Welcome to Within the Trenches.
Welcome to Within the Trenches.
True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. Yeah, bueno.
Huesu, sí.
Muy bueno.
Yeah. Oh, I was waiting for you to say it again. I thought you were going to say it again.
I'm going to say it again.
Okay, you do your thing. I'm just typing over here.
I'm getting in my zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good zone. The Jordan zone.
I've been in a squeaky zone all day. I've got to get in my sexy zone.
Bring it down.
Bring it down. Welcome to Within the Trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. It's still too high. Say it again. Yes. You say it again. See? Can't even do it.
I went to do it and somebody looked over at me. I was like, ah.
That's a good thing I'm turned the other way. I would get so distracted. Squirrel. Squirrel. Squirrel.
Welcome to Within the Trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. Da-dun-dun.
You're ruining it.
You don't have to do that one part. Yeah.
Da-dun-dun. Welcome to Within the Trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. Still not the right inflection. Do it again. Say it again.
You're saying it.
Say it again.
When you say it a little fast.
Okay, slower.
Again.
Welcome to Within the Trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. We can keep going. I'll just keep saying it over and over again.
Make it flow a little more.
Okay. Welcome to Within the Trenches. True stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Right there.
But?
No.
That was it?
Yeah. Woo! That's the one. That is the one.
Oh, yay.
Oh, man. This is like a 30-minute podcast already.
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure we can call it a podcast.
You know how many people would download this just to hear, I wonder what she's going to say next, or I wonder what it's going to sound like next.
Just listening to the same sentence over and over again.
Yeah. It would be the most downloaded episode
ever. That's a lie. We know this is a lie.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's all listen to Jordan trying to be sexy.
Heck yeah, dude. Is there anything better?
Yeah, I can think of a couple things. I'm sorry, I wouldn't download this.
You better download this.
All right, fine.
It's all about you, man.
Well, yeah, just because of that.
Yeah. So what class are you going to then?
I'd have to check. It was the one about
CTOs. You don't even know?
It's the one about CTOs. I told you that earlier. It's the one that's important. Yes. It's the important one. Something about not making mistakes or something.
How has that been going for you?
Being a CTO?
Yeah.
I'm loving it. It's great.
What's the best part, would you say?
I don't know. I really love sharing knowledge and just, especially when it clicks for them and seeing that they're like, oh, I get it, and being able to help them. But I don't mind when they're struggling to get the information. It doesn't like upset me that they're not understanding the way I say it or something. It just makes me think of more different ways to teach them and to help them learn. Definitely. And it's great because we've got a variety of personalities right now and learning styles that are coming through. And so one of my trainees, she just learns a different way than I teach. So I'm trying to have to adapt to her learning style now. And then when I was working an overtime shift, I've got an entirely different trainee who learns much more the way that I like teaching. And we spent the entire night with these matching cards and I'm giving her all these scenarios and it just worked really well. And you can just see it clicking for her how to get the information memorized. And
do you see yourself doing something more in training with dispatch? Because a lot of these companies out here, they pick up dispatchers and CTOs.
I adore training. And when I was in the training program, I remember just thinking all of the time, when I get through this, I want to be a trainer. Like, I want to be in the other seat helping this person learn.
Right.
So definitely it's been my number one priority the entire time is becoming a trainer and getting to start teaching people. And honestly, I've only had a couple of trainees so far. It hasn't even been a whole year that I've been training.
Right.
So I'm not like ready to jump out there and keep doing it like on a large scale. I think like absolutely in the grand scheme of, you know, where I want my career to go, I would love to start getting into some training stuff. That would be awesome. I'm honestly not an organized person. I don't know if do you know about the DISC training? It's a personality test basically that has the options for D, I, S, and C.
I'm an I.
You're an I. I'm an I, which means I'm badass. I'm almost a pure I with just a little bit of S, and that means that I'm not an organized person. I'm very people oriented. I'm very fast paced, and so I do really, really well on a one on one where I don't have to like have a lesson plan, and I can just take it as it comes and go, oh, this is the call we have, and this is how we're going to use it to learn. I'm great at that. When it comes to like making a power, I don't even know how to use PowerPoint. When it comes to actually like making a lesson and being like, this is what we're going to learn, and here are some examples, I'm horrible. I'm horrible at that. So like classroom setting, I've never actually done any classroom setting stuff like that. So that's something I would have to get some experience at before I would feel comfortable doing that. And that's what most of this stuff is classroom setting.
Would you teach a class? Like if somebody, you know, if someone heard you talking about how much you, you know, you enjoy training and everything else and how you want to help other people and everything, what if they give you a topic on CTO training and like something that you're going to today, you know, and it was you who was going to be giving that talk. Would you be up for that? Like, are you good with public speaking or?
Well, that's the thing, is I've never done any of it. I have no experience with it. It's something I'd like to move into, but it's definitely not something I've done before. Out of the classes that I've taken, I would love to go back to the center, and I'm hoping to be able to put something together with everything that I've learned and just do something for our people to kind of get them to see at least part of what I've gotten to experience here and make sure that the whole center gets some value out of it.
Dude, that's awesome.
I know.
That's really good.
Well, but this will be the first time that I've actually like made a class. So that's what I'm planning on doing. And that'll be a good first experience.
Well, I need more people like you to be the one who's training dispatchers, because dude, you get some people that are trainers, you know, CTOs or whatever, and they've been there for years and they're, you know,
in a rut.
Yeah. In a rut and stuff. And you've got the new ones coming in and they're probably all gung ho and shit. And then you've got that one is like, just, you know what, just let me get this really quick. I'll do it. You know, they don't really want to help.
Yeah.
Or they'll push somebody through and then, you know, they set them up for failure.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Everybody has those people. And yeah, I'd like to, I would, you're saying, do I want to teach like CTOs how to be CTOs?
Or just even give a class. I mean, be part of a, you know, like a training organization or something, you know, a company that they have, you know, a bunch of different classes, you know, modules or whatever. Mm-hmm. You learn it, or, and because you come from dispatch, you have experience with a lot of what you would be teaching already.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people come to a class for like a week and it's you and maybe somebody else giving this class for a whole week.
Yeah, that would be great. I need some experience first.
Well, yeah.
But I would definitely love to move towards that. That would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
And then how long have you been dispatching now?
4 years.
4 years.
I
four
hit
years,
my four-year mark CTO. In March. So 4 years
really?
And a couple months. Yeah.
What'd you do for your anniversary?
I worked.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I had one that came up, but I didn't have a day off or we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But
well, and like, nobody else remembers that it's your anniversary except me.
That's
I'm
true.
Like, oh, it's March 13th or 16th. I can't even remember now.
Like, yeah. 4 years. Like, yay.
No, I didn't tell anybody. Nobody knew.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe somebody would have like given you a cupcake or something. I don't know.
I love cupcakes. I actually like donuts better. Maybe next time I'm going to be just like, hint, hint.
Yeah. Wink, wink. I like cupcakes. March 12th or 13th or whatever. This is the day.
I need to do that. Why didn't I do that?
I know, man. You could be getting goodies all over the place. Shoot.
Should have done that.
Better recognize.
I know. Next time. Yeah. Next year. So next year's my 5-year mark. Then we really need to get donuts.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years in, get a box of donuts, maybe a little coffee.
Yeah.
You're in Colorado.
A lot of coffee.
Maybe a joint.
Maybe
I don't know.
Brownie.
I'm just playing. You know, some of that goodness.
Yeah, they make edible everything now.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Really,
like
we
it.
Get a lot of EMS calls with people. People overdose on edibles more than anything else.
How crazy is that?
Do you know that? I don't know if you.
I did not know that.
Okay,
well no,
in our
okay,
state,
so,
you're allowed to eat these things. So.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's legal in Colorado.
Well,
yeah.
Because all of the places are making these things, and it's like, okay, a full dosage is this quarter of a brownie, and of course, once they're high, yeah. they get the munchies, and they eat the rest of the brownie, or they don't read the directions and they eat the entire brownie because it's a brownie. Who doesn't want an entire brownie? Who wants a quarter of a brownie?
This tastes so good. Aww.
Exactly. So then they're eating like three times as much as they're supposed to be eating, and then they call us acting crazy.
Oh, man. I think I'm dying. Really, really too high right now. What did you do? I ate a whole brownie.
I ate a whole brownie. Yeah, they make everything. They make gummy candies and hard crazy candies is that? And lollipops.
So the majority of the overdoses that come in are from edibles.
Well, the majority of marijuana overdoses are from edibles.
I was going to say, because you really can't overdose on it.
Oh, the majority. But you get opioid stuff way more than you get edibles. But if it is a marijuana problem, the majority of the time it's because of edibles. I have never heard anybody saying, I smoked too many joints.
Because at some point you probably pass out by that time.
Exactly.
Or you smoke
yourself
sober.
You can't get it in fast enough to make it be a problem. But with the edibles, you just eat it all at once, and then
ate a big old bag of popcorn.
yeah.
What's wrong with it? It's an edible.
Popcorn.
Okay, well.
Oh, I don't think they've made edible popcorn yet.
There's a podcast that I listen to where this guy, he talks about edible popcorn and
almost everything.
Yeah, that you can think of food-wise, he talks about it.
Yeah, they can make almost anything now.
That's freaking nuts, man.
Yeah, it's weird.
So what are some of the, I guess, weird edibles then that you've had come in? Like, are they like Jolly Ranchers or something? Or
just ads and stuff. I mean, gummy candies. Sucking candy.
And this is stuff that people have been overdosing on. Like, they ate too much candy.
Yeah, they ate too much candy. I would eat on candy.
That is amazing.
That's a good story.
Yeah,
that's
somebody call in. I'm pretty sure I overdosed on some candy.
Yeah,
I ate a lot of candy.
Yeah,
sir. How can you even? It's marijuana based.
Well, and it's hard to remember that other states don't have that problem because, like, nobody else has legalized it. But we've got like kids thinking that like, that's a hospital. No, that's a weed store. It's got the Red Cross, you know.
Yeah, the Red Cross.
No, don't go in there if you need
green
help.
Cross.
Yeah. Some of them have Red Crosses, some of them have green. You get these crazy names for stores like Tumbleweed and the Green Joint. And, you know,
nice.
Yep.
Oh, man. You know, as much as we've been talking just now, since we segued into more dispatch stuff, this is going to be an episode.
This is going to be our podcast.
This has to be an episode. Just in case we don't get a chance later on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try. We'll try to make time.
Sweet. Well, it's 1:21 and your class is at 1:30. Yes, so for those listening, this is for real. I'm gonna end up taking even if it's a shorter one. I'm gonna make sure to do this. So
you can
this is gonna
add
be
some of that me saying the same thing over and over and over
right,
again
as the intro coming
you can
in.
Me just like, oh yeah, we can expand this to 45 minutes just by adding Jordan talking a bunch of times.
This is Jordan. This is Jordan.
This is Jordan. This is Jordan.
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 D-I-N.
D-O-N. Jordan.
Jordan. Oh, man. So if you have any questions or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and that is @901podcast. You can like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. There's so much stuff. You can also
made me say it.
I should have had you say
all
of this.
Then we would have another hour while I tried to get it right. Okay, keep going.
And this episode and all the others can be heard 24/7 on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and thejabberlug.com. And for this episode and all the other episodes, we've been recording live from the 2016 National Nina Conference and Expo. And this is sponsored by Nina, as well as InDigital, a leader in next-gen core services. Have a good one, everybody.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.